The Man Up Show is sponsored by GoPit. GoPit is a multiple search engine under one roof. GoPit mobile search is like having several search engines in one app. Whatever you're needing to search for can be done through one simplified application.
With GoPit, you will now have the most sociable interactive search tool available. GoPit allows you to interact with search results, share all your results directly to your social media networks, and save your favorite searches to a personal My Search account. Don't hesitate. Download GoPit app and clean up your app clutter. Go to GoPit.com. That's GoPit.com. For those who can't read, it's GoPit.com. Greetings, world.
Greetings. Greetings.
You have tuned in to another segment, edition.
Of the Man Up Show.
Man Up Show.
Man Up.
I go by the name by MD to Dr. MD, 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 or MD, and I'm with here with my man, that man Coke.
Hi, everybody.
As you can tell, he's slow to talk.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, partner. How are you?
What's going on, man?
Not much. Living my life. It's getting colder. Not much. Not much. Not much. Not much. Just trying, you know. It's getting. Sorry. I'm getting caught up in this.
I've never seen someone say not much that many times.
Sorry. So, yeah. Life has been getting a little bit busy.
Yeah.
Christmas is around the corner now.
It is around the corner.
So, no longer can spend all my money on me. I got to buy stuff for other people.
So, what are your thoughts about this? Because a lot of people don't want people to say Christmas anymore.
I'm saying Christmas.
Say holiday.
You know what? I think it's not a lot of people. I think it's just a handful of people, and the people have blown it out of proportion.
Did you hear that smack?
Yeah. I feel like it was a little bit of an earthquake.
Yeah. So, but a lot of people are now, not a lot. I don't know how many is a lot.
Because I think a lot is when it's over 100,000.
That's a lot?
That is a lot.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's, how do we know if it's over 100,000?
On Facebook would calculate it.
Okay, so there are people that are really saying that they feel like it should be Happy Holiday, not Merry Christmas.
I think you say what you're comfortable with. If I say Merry Christmas, I'm not saying it that I think that saying Merry Christmas is above all what you believe. For me, that's how I show my greetings for this season.
I think it's above all what you believe.
You believe it all? That's fair.
No, but listen, I don't know why people feel the need to always question everything.
Well, you know, it's funny. I guess over the last, I would say maybe 5 years, I think schools have started to stop calling them Christmas events, mm-hmm. Christmas celebrations, Christmas pageants.
Okay.
More in the U.S., I think, more than here.
The Christmas pageant is one of the worst pageants of
it's
all time.
It's an awful pageant.
Yeah.
It's
so is awful. This like the pageant, like a kid's pageant?
Well, the different classrooms come up and show what they've done for Christmas. It's always the same thing. One of them sings Silent Night. Another class sings Little Drummer Boy.
What's one of your favorite Christmas songs?
The Little Drummer Boy, without a doubt.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Why is it?
I like the part where it goes, pum, 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 pum. That's right there. It's the beat. It's heavy.
I've always liked Silent Night.
Really?
And it's mainly because
I call it Sleepy Night, because that's what I feel after I listen to it.
Well,
it's
because I grew up in like an R&B family.
Okay. All right. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
And there was a lot of singing. And that's one of the things that we used to sing. So because I sing so much R&B, I always feel like I can gravitate to.
Which one you don't like?
I don't like. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if I can remember any Christmas songs.
No. I don't like the Santa. Is that Santa Claus is Coming to Town, where it's like starts with
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I can't stand that.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I don't
town.
Like it.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know what? You've got a nice rockabilly of
yeah.
About
well,
the way you
I used
that.
To listen to there's albums that I used to listen to as a kid that were Christmas albums. One that I used to listen to that my dad used to have is the
Bing Crosby one.
No. Not at all. It's actually the opposite. It was the Chipmunks Christmas.
Yeah, we had that one too.
It's funny because
why do parents think that was for the kids? They thought it was for the kids.
Because it's the Chipmunks singing.
But it's
every
the
song.
Same song.
Yeah.
So how is that making more for the kids?
And then the other ones would be the Jackson 5.
Oh,
so
I didn't
like
have
the
that
Jackson
one.
5 Christmases were pretty
we
dope.
Had the Mini Pops one.
You see, I hated the Mini Pops.
You know what? I had
because
to give
there's
them credit
already,
for credit
there's
due.
Already the group. So
I know,
just
but
many people singing it works.
You have to give credit where credit is due when it calls for the hustle. They have a good hustle going.
And it was a scam. Like
it
anybody scam. That got the Mini Pops, it didn't make sense because you already had the song.
It's
just done the right way.
Mini Pops still exist.
Do they?
They're still making copies of other people's music.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
This
but
is
the Chipmunks.
Good beer.
Okay,
do you think we can get a sponsorship?
We just
got
to call them because everybody usually, wants to be. Everybody wants to sponsor us right now. So
because we usually get, we have beer when we're
always drinking something.
We're always drinking something,
yeah.
Whether it's scotch or beer. Yes. And everybody needs to know this, right? It's not like we're not trying to hide this.
And the thing about us, we're not drunk when we're doing this. But we had one.
We did bring
one guest one time.
He was very drunk.
he said a maximum of maybe six sentences, and he drank a half a bottle of scotch in the process. So we're very selective now.
We should start to bring more drunk people on the show. Maybe
as we get closer to Christmas, right?
Yeah, as Christmas comes along, we'll start to bring in people that can kind of talk about their Christmas experience.
Yes, because like,
what does Christmas mean to them, right?
And that's the thing too. And I mean, your Christmas might be different. You might be someone who doesn't celebrate Christmas, but has to deal or has to find a way to work in the season. Like we have a friend who is, what is he? Jehovah's Witness?
Is he Jehovah?
No, he's Seventh Day Adventist.
No, Seventh Day Adventist.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm not sure which. To be honest, I lost track of a lot of the religions now. So
I don't even know what really it means.
But okay, so with Christmas, there's different celebrations for Christmas.
Yes.
So there's Christmas and then there's...
Kwanzaa. There's Kwanzaa.
You celebrate Kwanzaa, right? Because it's an African thing.
You know, no, I don't. But I don't think it's an African thing. I think it's a North American belief of an African tradition used at this time.
I never heard of Kwanzaa until I came here. As soon as something African happens and you don't like it, you blame it on the Americans.
I blame it on the Americans.
No, it was invented by the Americans.
It was invented by the Chinese. No, I don't.
But what do you know about Kwanzaa?
I don't know anything. I just know it's not on Christmas Day.
But do you get presents?
I think it's just fruit.
Because I think one of the things is if people are just doing different renditions of
the
Christmas,
same thing? Yeah.
And then you're just doing the same thing, then I don't know what the point is.
I don't get it either. I don't understand.
Okay, so Kwanzaa, we'll look that up. And listen, I'm out there looking for new things to celebrate. So if there's gifts involved.
Kwanzaa was created in 1966.
Okay, by who?
By Manuhwala Kwangalenge.
That guy sounds African.
No, I'm going to tell you where he's from.
Okay.
North Detroit. I don't know.
No one in Detroit?
I don't know. It doesn't say, really.
But he's probably African. Let's be honest.
Okay. There's a strong possibility.
Let's be honest. You just don't like Kwanzaa, and now you don't want to own it.
Well, no, it's not for me. I mean, I don't celebrate it. It's something that...
It also means that you're not... You're not really supporting your African culture.
Then I'm not supporting my African culture.
Okay, fine. Don't support it then.
That's how far...
You don't have to support it if you don't want to.
They have candles in Kwanzaa.
If I'm from Trinidad, and if there was a Trinidad celebration, I would support
there it. There is a Trinidad celebration.
It's Christmas.
No, isn't it parole?
Jail time for it. Okay, so listen... but we're going to commit to doing that. We're going to do. We'll bring some people in for the Christmas holidays.
Good. I think it's a good
time. And we'll do kind of what are your thoughts on Christmas? We won't allow them to talk too much because usually they get drunk and then it's kind of a crazy thing.
It's too much, and we have to get them out of the studio, and that's a really hard thing to do.
Fair enough. Okay, so I have some questions that have come in.
Yeah, go ahead.
And now I'm going to say there's six questions. Please answer them with honesty.
I will. I am honest. You know that.
You are quite an honest person, I have to admit.
I am an honest person.
What I'll say about this is that these questions are all over the map.
Okay.
Okay. And, like, I'm saying all over the map. They've come in. I'm very excited to go through these questions with you because I'm interested to hear what your thoughts
are. I'd love you to present those to me.
Question number one.
Talk to me.
Why doesn't McDonald's sell hot dogs?
I'm going to tell you why McDonald's doesn't sell hot dogs. I think the shelf life of hot dogs after you cook them are very short.
Really?
I think so. Like, have you ever made a hot dog in the microwave?
No.
You have 30 seconds to eat or it turns into hard as a rock.
But isn't that everything in a microwave turns hard?
I don't, or soggy? I feel like, I don't know. I don't think so.
I think that McDonald's doesn't sell hot dogs because I think hot dogs is the one food that nobody truly knows what's inside of it. I think that there's meats that people are afraid to talk about.
Sure.
And as crazy as this is, I think McDonald's is afraid to get sued for the lack of meat
that they know. Yeah. Then what about Filet-O-Fish?
Oh, it's good.
I know you feel it's good, but what makes
it good?
No,
I never had a Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, you never had a Filet-O-Fish?
Never.
I did when I was...
I can't eat fish in places like McDonald's. Come on.
Listen.
Just go to the basics, to the Big Mac...
Yeah, it's true.
Little Big Mac.
You remember when McDonald's had pizza?
It was pretty good.
It was good.
It was pretty good.
They did a good job with pizza.
Good. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they had ribs.
The McRib
is stupid.
Oh, it was not good meat.
No, but a rib is supposed to have bones in it.
It should have bones.
It's a rib. If you ever said, oh, I hurt my
rib,
it's
a bone. No, this is
the
mistake you're making. When you put Mick in front, it can be whatever it wants to be.
Anything you want it to be. Whatever you want, you got it.
So that's the way I see it.
Okay.
Done. See how easy that was? Honesty.
Fair enough. This was a question that's another silly one, but I don't know what's happening today. Seems like we got a lot of crazy ones. But are eyebrows considered facial hair?
Good question.
That's actually a really good question.
You know what?
Because if you said I got to go shave my facial hair.
you just shave everything, including your eyebrows?
If you went to the barber and was like, okay, just trying to do a touch up on my facial hair. Hook me up.
You know what?
You just look in the mirror, you're like, shit.
It's one of those things where I think you need to have them. Even if they're fake drawn out, you need to have eyebrows because they really throw off a face.
I'm telling you, I hate the drawn eyebrow. I hate it.
I'm not a fan.
With a passion.
And I hate when you
Everybody has an aunt at some point that was drawn on eyebrows at on their face.
And sometimes
and usually like a purple color.
It's a different color and it's so thin and you're like, there's no way your eyebrows are that thin.
The point of the drawn is that you're not supposed to, like when you lose it, you're not supposed to let people realize you have a drawn eyebrow. Right, you should basically be looking like it's very subtle.
I just feel I don't understand how people get drawn out eyebrows when there's so many different ways to fix your eyebrows.
We're looking at some drawn eyebrows, and I gotta tell you, they're horrendous. The one in the far right is just terrible.
This one,
but what about this one here? What is she?
There are some bad ones. There are some terrible ones. But I know, I've heard that people are starting to get their eyebrows tattooed.
Why?
I guess they feel like their hair on their eyebrows are either too light, and so they want to bring it up a bit by putting a little darker color or tint underneath them.
Are people not getting that eyebrows will destroy you? Like, your eyebrows... That's another picture. You're just being mean now. Your eyebrows...
Why am I being mean? These already pre-exist. We're looking at pictures of the most horrendous eyebrows I've seen.
But she's just doing that on purpose.
Yes, but people do it on purpose.
No, but some people are doing it because they think it looks good. That's stupid because one's bigger than the other. They didn't realize. Okay, so here's the thing with eyebrows. Is it facial hair? Yes, it is technically facial hair, but you have to be careful when you go to the barber.
You need
and
to
say,
be, and this goes for both men and women.
Yeah,
this is not just a woman's issue. Both men and women have to really understand.
This idiot, look at this new picture. He put words on his eyebrows.
So he removed his eyebrows, and he got words tattooed on his.
One says convicted.
One says convict. It's not even regular. I don't even know. I think he spelled
and
it
he
wrong.
Misspelled.
I think
it.
The other one is firefly.
Anyway, so listen. The eyebrow situation is that...
It's very important. It might be the littlest thing you think, but it's important because it really defines your face.
It does. I think that eyebrows is the most defining thing on your face, to be honest. And trim them. Trim them. If it's too long, just trim them.
This is the one that might be the number one worst.
I got to tell you that, honestly, for me, the eyebrow is the biggest thing.
You know what? It's very noticeable thing. It really does define your face. And I always say that to people. I'm like... And you can't help but look when it's really bad.
And because it's so close to the person, your eyes and your eyebrows are so close, right? So when you start to look at the person, all you're doing is staring directly at their eyebrows.
And I can't help. You know, we have this one friend. We were out one time.
Yeah. It's a while ago.
And he was defining. He goes, oh, take a look. Because, I mean, he's single looking for somebody. He's like, what do you think about that girl? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? He goes, she's pretty, but she's got really angry eyebrows. But so the whole night we referred to as angry eyebrows.
Angry eyebrows.
Yeah, and that's all he could think. It's like, and they even tell you how to do it.
There's all kinds of instructions online.
But that's a good one. That's a good question because I think it is... Things we take for granted. We take some of these things for granted.
Okay, so this next question goes into some of the pop culture stuff that's going on. The question is, what are your thoughts on everything going on with Kanye West and his meltdown recently?
Ooh. You know what it does do? Kanye, I think he's been going in meltdown for a very long time.
So you think he's been on a
downward spiral?
For a while.
For a very long time.
Yeah.
And I mean, as much as people say it, I think it is connected to the fact that when his mother did die, he was sad, but he started making... I think he distracted himself by just making a lot of music.
Yeah.
I don't think he actually took a break at that time. I think he actually worked harder at that time.
But some people are saying that they think it's an insurance scam.
Oh,
because
yes.
Because he's getting paid all these...
And he doesn't want to perform anymore?
He doesn't want to perform, but he's getting paid for the shows and all this kind of stuff.
That is an interesting thing.
And they're now starting to blame the Jenners. Is it Jenner? Whatever her name is.
Oh, not the Jenners. The Kardashians.
Yeah, but doesn't she go by Jenner?
You mean the mom? But the mom is what? She's his agent?
Manager or something maybe?
Is she? I don't think so.
I think once you get tied up into that group, they start to manage you.
Well, because it's about... you have to make relationships with them because
yeah.
If you're going to include the family name as part of your thing, you've got to pay them somehow, right?
Yeah, you got to pay them.
And so I, and I mean, they people have this thing of saying the Kardashians know how to break.
Can you stop at the page with
I
the eyebrow? You're still looking at it, and it's driving me nuts. It makes me sick.
I'm sorry. I can't. It's like a train wreck. I can't stop looking. Okay,
you're talking about it, and I'm just looking at eyebrow pictures. It's worse.
Okay, sir. Let me get back on focus. So, but what I think was the thing about the Kardashians is that they have found a way to break men down.
So you think they're just breaking men down? That's their goal in life.
Well, Kanye, I mean, for Kanye, there's two things. I think he wanted someone who had as much of an ego as he did when he was looking for a relationship.
Okay.
And he found that person.
Yeah.
He didn't realize that that person possibly have a, like, but his ego is actually undershadowed by her, which is incredible.
He picked wrong. Oh my gosh, I picked the wrong
person. Yeah, like his ego is, and so now he's making it like it's really out of hand right at this point.
I don't know. The whole Kanye West thing is, it's like I'm up and down with this guy, right? Like, so here's the thing is that what I like Kanye West. I like his music.
He's a great artist.
I don't mind his crazy behavior because I think he does stuff that some people want to do. But there's one thing that Kanye did that I didn't like. And that's when he started like proclaiming himself as like a genius. And
a
stuff.
Genius.
Because like geniuses never proclaim themselves as geniuses,
no.
Right? They just, people see them as geniuses. You don't have to say I'm a genius.
You don't have. That's the
people
thing.
Call me a genius all the time. I never go and say
I've heard three people say that to you.
And that right away. Once you get more than two people saying you're a genius, you're solidified. You go.
I had
into
four
Wikipedia,
people call me a legend.
That's a legendary status.
Legendary status.
That means that if you go into on the intranet and you put
interwebs
and you put
that
genius,
my name is, yeah, I should be in the
you're,
top
you'll come
I should
at,
be in
you'll
there.
Be the top.
But you're right about that. I think he went to, I think what happens when you surround yourself by nothing but yes men and all they do is tell you you're so great and he's like,
we try
himself.
To not surround ourselves by yes men, like everybody we hang around with always say no to us.
They say negative things about us
always
all the time.
That's
even
what we like
to each other.
Yeah,
we are our least positive people to each other.
We try to every day ensure that we're saying something negative to make sure that we keep ourselves.
Most people call and say, "Hey, how's your day going?" I call and say, "I hope your day is horrendous."
I hope your day is full of shit.
Yeah,
you step on a piece of shit.
I hope you get the pink slip today. Then I hang up the phone.
Okay, next question. Screw Kanye. All right, because he's just kind of, I don't know. Everybody's talking about Kanye.
You know what? He's made a name for him, and he maintains himself in the media. He maintains being on top. Like, it's just, to me, it's too much.
It's just sometimes some people are just too much. It just gets exhausting, right? Like, let's talk about real things. Okay, here's another question. We got three more questions left.
Okay, talk.
Because we got a big show on. Big show day. Big show. You remember we said that we're gonna also. This isn't a question, but I was just, you know how I am. I just, things come to my head.
It's part of the genius in you,
right? So things
just come to your head and you work with it. You don't fight it. You just let it.
I just let it flow through. It's amazing that
that's incredible
this
to me.
But so you remember we said we're gonna actually, and I think we need to do this before Christmas, is bring people on the show.
Bring them.
And we're gonna have like different accents. And just give them random words to see what's the sexiest accent.
You know what? That's a great idea.
Jamaican.
You
could do African. Like, we can do from Guyana. That's where you're from, right?
No, but thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah, you're from Ghana.
Yeah.
I always get confused with those.
No, you should never get
confused.
There
should be a war to kind of see who takes the full name.
But it's Guyana and then it's Ghana.
Ghana. I know, but obviously one is pulled from the other. Do the history on that check. I'm sure Guyana stole their name from Ghana.
I'm sure they did.
They would have to because have to. Ghana's name came first.
They probably did, more than likely.
So we can do Ghana. We can do Nigerian. We can do French-Canadian.
What about, I want to have a nice Spanish accent.
We can do Spanish. We have Spanish. We have Spanish friends
from South America.
South America. Yeah. We can do white, just straight like white.
Caucasian accent.
White. Like,
that would be hard because like, we gotta like there's so many areas. European, like,
no, but like, no, like, this, just like, what would be the, no accent.
No accent.
That's just like, is that the most sexy voice? Is no accent.
Just straight up.
Just talk.
But what about the people? Well, yeah, okay. Okay, I see what you're going with that.
Right? Like, people are like, whoa, I don't like anything screwing around with the sound of it. I just want it to be straight.
Don't forget we have a British accent.
British.
As well.
And you can do slang.
Slang. We can do, and the last one could be slurring, drunk accent.
Yeah. Slurring, drunk.
Because people who are drunk all seem to sound the same.
Everybody that gets drunk at some point of the night does an accent.
They do. It's terrible.
It's always terrible. Yeah.
And most times it's quite racist.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay. The question is, I'm a white guy. Not me, the person that's asking the question.
That's fair.
I'm a white guy and I only have black friends. It's like three of us, basically, he says.
Okay.
My parents think I should try and get at least one white friend. What are your thoughts?
I have an issue with this try and get at least one white friend.
I love this question because...
The thing is, where does he live?
Well,
I don't think that matters. It doesn't even matter.
He just has all... You've got to assume he lives somewhere where there's black people.
But he could be living in an African country.
That's true. I don't think, but... It sounds as if this is somebody that...
lives in the U.S. or North America who are... Well, the U.S. is our majority of listeners.
Yeah.
So I would say he'd probably live somewhere in the U.S.
Somewhere in the U.S.
And let's say Chicago. Southside Chicago.
And I'm assuming that the parents see there's other white people around. Yeah. So, like, why don't you have a couple white friends?
Are his parents white, though?
I'm assuming. Listen, the guy just asked me this question. Okay, I
know. I'm a background guy.
Like,
you know, I love
you
the details.
You always want every detail.
I want the details. That's the way it works.
We ask people to ask us questions, not to write an entire story about stuff.
I would say this. I would, for him to go to his parents, I'd be like, why? Why? Do you don't think my friends that I have now are good friends? Like, what are you questioning?
I think that the parents probably think that at some point they're going to get in trouble.
Because his friends are of color.
And if he has one other white friend, when they do get in trouble, then he can just flip and turn it on that person.
Or he can say
he's
with them.
He needs like a scapegoat white person.
So it's like his morality pass. Like it will give him some kind of leverage in the white community. So it's like, okay, well, he can't be that bad. He's got a white friend.
No. I mean, like, because, like, when their parents are thinking they're going to rob a bank or something at some point.
Okay.
And
that's a terrible thought.
If he doesn't have another white friend,
yeah.
Because he's going to use the white friend as, like, say that it was him and try to get out of it.
Okay.
Right?
Wants to blame the white friend.
He needs a blamer.
But people are going to blame the black friends regardless.
Yeah, but just in case. But he can always throw it off to somebody else.
Now, you know what?
The black kids are going to get blamed no matter what. We're talking about something that may not be happening.
We're assuming
if they go and they do something wrong.
Yeah.
And this is what I think the parents are thinking.
Because, I mean, if he's meeting them at church, would his parents care?
Or it could be simply that the parents are racist and they just don't want any black friends.
And that's fair, too.
Right?
That's why I'm saying, like, where are they living? Like, is this something that they're like, oh, the black people in this neighborhood are known to be...
Do you find it strange when you see one white guy with all black friends?
But we've had those. Look at our best friend at one time. It was just two and our
buddy.
But
then eventually he went back to white guys.
That's true.
Right? Like, so there's some guys that they pass through for a minute or two because it's just the surroundings and the time of year.
I'm trying to think.
But then there's some guys that are straight in and all they do is chill with black guys.
That's true. You know what?
Or white girls, black guys. What do you understand?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's interesting because I think about that. I'm trying to think if we have any friends other than... Like now,
we don't have any friends that are. We have white friends.
Oh, definitely.
Why are you saying it like that?
No,
like,
I'm just saying that where it's
what are you saying? Like, as if you just can't have black friends? Like, what's up with that?
I just
like, what if you just had black friends? Would that be an issue?
I wouldn't even think twice about it.
I don't think you like it.
I don't choose my friends.
I don't think you like it.
I don't think I choose my
friends.
I think
you choose your friends based on race.
I just don't think I even think about that kind of stuff. But when you take a step back and look at it, you're like, whoa, that's very interesting.
Okay, so like when it comes to like white friends. So, like, okay, so what do you think is more strange? A black guy that only has white friends?
Okay.
Or a white guy that only has black friends?
That's interesting. That's very interesting. I think.
And let's assume that they're all in an area where it's...
A good mix.
There's a mix. So you can grab up. You can grab people from
white. I almost feel like they're equally as...
It's not equally strange?
It's not as
equally
strange. So you think it would be more... It would stand out more if it was a white guy with all black friends?
No, it would stand out more with the black guy with all white friends.
Interesting.
For sure.
You know... Yeah.
For sure.
That's debatable. I think that's interesting because I'm trying to think of it both as being like really out there in terms of being in a place that's mixed and you're the one.
You are going to make fun if you saw the black guy with all white friends. I know you're the kind of guy that's going to start to be like, look at this guy. Look at this guy.
I'm not a fun maker.
Look at this guy.
Well,
you're not going to make it to his face, but you're going to cut comedy.
But we're going to have stereotypes and we're going to have preconceived notions of what that person is like.
Okay,
right?
Exactly. So if you saw that.
So if you saw a black guy with all white friends, what would be your thought of him? What would you think the black guy would be in that situation? Like, what is his personality like? What is he like?
Soft.
Soft?
Soft.
Soft. Let me translate that as soft. Okay.
No, if it was just like a black guy with all white friends.
Yes.
And like, okay, so again, let's just not say we're just like one time we're seeing him. It's just like we've seen, this is just the thing.
No, but before you even see him, you'll have these preconceived notions.
You go on their Facebook
because
and it's just like them.
Because we all have these stereotypes. As much as we think we were so like beyond, I guess
you'd think that he's kind of washed a little bit, right?
Like, so you mean like he didn't have a connection to the black part of himself?
Like that's the preconceived notion, yes, that people would have.
You're right. So that's what I think too.
That's everybody like, would have that.
Everyone would be like, oh, that guy is like a little bit. I think the preconceived,
if it was the other with the white guy with all the black friends, then you would think that this guy is kind of just trying to be black, I guess.
You mean like, so what is that? When people say that, I'm always like, what do you mean by that? Because I don't have a definition.
I know what you're saying. You understand what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I'm saying he's just.
Like he wants to try to be hang out with the cool.
Yeah, I'm not saying what I'm saying. I'm saying the preconceived notion would be that he's just trying to be down and like, you understand what I'm saying? So like, he'd be like trying to be a hip hop. He's trying to be ahead.
So he's trying to fit into a community that's not really.
That's what the preconceived notion is going to be, right? Yeah. So I think that because when black people look at like white people that are completely into the culture, it's kind of like. You have to get that past.
Well, they have a lot of work to do to fit in. You have to get past that thing of being.
And it's because of
tokenism. It's because
cultures are treated differently in society, right? So you're thinking that there's a certain element of struggle that now you have to understand to be part of this all the time.
You're right. I think it's
right.
It's
so both now sides you're going driving down the street. You have to get accustomed to being pulled over on a regular basis because you're with these guys.
There's a strong possibility that you're going to be looked at as a troublemaker.
And now, if on the flip side, you're not getting pulled over as much.
No, you're still getting pulled.
No, if you're the black guy with all the white friends.
No, but no.
Unless you're driving the car.
Yes. But you're right. There is a tokenism on both sides.
Yeah. But I'm saying that for me. So which one do you think is like which one do you which one if you had to say okay, this one is a little bit is all right. I can deal with that one a little bit more.
That's interesting. The one I've seen more would probably be white guys hanging out with. Either all or a majority of black friends.
Yeah, yeah. For me, too. For sure. That's why we'd be like, what's happening?
So I'd stand out more for you the other way, if the black guy was all white friends.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And we do see it, though.
We have seen it.
Every once in a while, you go out, and you're like, oh, what's happening here?
I don't think I question. Hello, police.
Whoa, what's happening here?
Police, we have a situation.
Like, the first thing you think is, like, was he kidnapped or something happened to him, right?
Well, I mean, it's true, and it comes back to that stereotype. Like, if he's like... But look at if he's dressed like what you call traditional urban youth wear.
Who's this?
The black guy with all the white friends.
So you're saying, but see, now you're trying to use like some sort of slang not to say what you want to say.
Urban youth?
So you're trying to say, what is urban youth? You're talking about if he's just okay. So this is an easier way to do it.
Sure.
What kind of what clothing store is he coming from?
He's coming from.
I know what you're gonna say.
what clothing store? He bought all the stuff off drjs.com. Remember Dr.
Nobody
J's?
Nobody knows that place. You're saying, okay, wait a minute.
So, Dr. J's? You people know Dr. J's.
Okay, wait. I suppose I can't remember Dr. J's. I know Dr. J's the soca DJ. But okay, no. So listen, let's say that it's the white guy with all the black friends.
Yes. And he would dress similar to what people would say black guys.
And you're saying, okay. You're saying, and so what are the two different clothing companies that he can be wearing?
Okay, so if he's hanging out with can you clarify what the white guy would be wearing to fit in with the black group?
Okay, so the white guy,
yeah,
is basically wearing, I don't know, I don't want to say baggy pants.
They're not even baggy.
That's not people wear baggy pants.
How about wearing the pants low with their underwear sticking out?
Yeah, possibly.
That seems
like a standard.
Yeah, and then wearing a Crooks and Castles T-shirt.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
and or like army pants.
Army pants.
With a nice hat.
Yeah. He's really in it.
In it to win it.
Yeah.
But that's our style.
That's the style.
Except for the pants down. I don't wear my pants down.
I don't wear my pants down at all.
But I wear I wear like army pants. And
but you don't wear them everywhere.
I can't wear them everywhere.
You can't. So we don't even really fit in. We don't even fit in at this point.
No, but you know what we're saying.
I know what you're saying.
Out, we can
so just think if you're a stereotypical person you think is a rapper, that's what we're trying to say.
Okay, so now the white guy. So the black guy is hanging out with the white guy,
and he's wearing the same kind of urban clothing.
No, he's
wearing Gap.
I knew you were gonna say Gap, because Gap is
it's associated.
When's the last
time
you went to Gap to shop?
I get sweaters from Gap. I like the Gap. I do. I get. No, I like no, to get the old man sweaters.
No, you don't. No,
I do.
You don't go to the Gap. I went into the Gap, and I just don't understand the Gap. Like I can't go to the Gap.
But I like old man sweaters.
So you just go for the sweaters to the Gap.
I like sweaters.
Listen, and I'm not trying to act like I'm some sort of hip-hop head.
No.
But, like, I can't go to the Gap because I don't even... The clothes, I just... It's just so bright.
You can sift through it.
No, and I don't even think the clothing is just... Everything's like a khaki or something like that.
I don't wear khakis. We've been through this before. I just started wearing khakis 2 weeks ago because I ran out of pants. I ran out of pants.
I could wear khakis, but I can't shop at the Gap. I can't shop at
the Gap. So where do you buy your clothes?
I go all over the place to get clothes. Like, I can get clothes.
H&M?
So H&M. H&M, I can buy stuff at
H&M. But how is that any different?
It's much different than
the
Gap. Much different than the Gap.
H&M is... Come on.
Much different than the Gap. Much different. Right. The Gap to me is like it's just so it's like kiddish, and it's kiddish in a weird suburban way, right? Like, it's weird. Like, so you know, the last place I bought something from was West 49.
Huh.
But that's a skate shop, because you know I like skate gear.
No, I know what West 49 is.
Well, you're not a skateboarder, right?
Like, no, stop it. I'm street. I was born and raised in the streets, boy.
In the streets of West 49.
People, I tell people that all the time. Like, I used to, I'd be like, yeah, where'd you grow up? I grew up in the streets.
Streets.
Because we used to walk the streets when we were kids. We used to walk the streets of Canada. People who are not familiar with Ottawa, we used to walk the streets of Canada all the time.
We did just walk the streets, and that was a lot of trouble.
There's a lot of trouble for us.
Okay, so...
That was a good one, because it made me think, like... It makes me question what my stereotypes are.
We're not saying that friends can't be mixed.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's not good or bad either way.
Not good or bad, but we're talking about when you are the only one in a race. And, like, if you are, like, hit us up. The Man Up Show at... the Man Up Podcast at gmail.com. Hit us up and give us your thoughts.
Get us on Twitter. That's always easy.
On Twitter as well, too, at the Man Up Podcast.
That's a good question, though, because that makes me think about...
What are your
thoughts
of, like, if you're one of those guys, if you're the black guy or the white guy and you're only hanging out with other race...
Understanding who I am?
Because it doesn't happen with other races. Like, you don't see white guys...
That's not true.
No, you don't see one white guy. Well, you don't see one black guy hanging out with only Chinese guys. Or Asian guys, sorry.
No, you don't see that very often.
No, it's not something. No. That's not a thing.
No, and you don't see it very often.
I feel like the black and the white.
Well, I don't know.
The predominant race.
And I'm talking about locally. I'm locally in the city where we are. I'm not like...
it can only be worse in like the U.S.
Yeah. Well, you can get... the U.S. I think you can get away without hanging out with anybody from any other race.
No. That's
what
I'm saying.
I find really interesting.
But if you went down this, if you were walking down the street, like, let's say you're in Baltimore,
yeah,
and you saw one white guy hanging out with all Asians,
yeah,
then you would think something was going on.
Of course.
They would call the Baltimore police.
They would be like, Baltimore police, someone has been arrested and is taken kidnapping. Yeah. No, it's interesting.
Good questions. Very,
very
good
questions.
We have a couple more? I've got a couple more questions. Okay, yeah. So this is an easy one. What are your thoughts on mumble rap? Because mumble rap is a big thing
And people who don't know what mumble rap is, mumble rap is what people are calling some of the new style of rapping coming from much younger MCs than before.
Like, well, it's very like easy to figure out is mumble.
People are like Lil Yachty is considered a mumble rapper.
So let me do a mumble rapper.
Sure.
Somebody that's sitting there with being stats. Oh, Bettina down the stairs.
But partners get my yammers in my pants.
Yammers in my pants. I'm
call it bad.
Tell your girl that yammer pants.
What I'm gonna say about it is
yammer pants
in my yammer pants. I think it's horrendous.
Yeah, I got yammer pants in my yammer pants. But partners want to put the yammer pants with my yammer pants.
Well, you got that. Like, hammer pants, but the yammer pants. A little bit baggy, To me, it is awful. I think it's it does a disservice to music in general.
But you listen to some of it. You always telling me about your favorite rappers or some of these new rappers.
Anyone who knows,
we're arguing about this stuff all the time.
Anyone who knows,
you hated the new Tribe Called Quest album. You were talking about.
We've been arguing about because. People who don't know that that man Coke is a habitual liar. All he does is lie. But for me personally,
everything what I just said right now
was a lie. It I'm not a big fan because it just doesn't. This is a disservice to music in general. Period.
Okay, but we can agree that there are some mumble rap that you like.
Stop it. Stop it.
Because you're just saying Little Yachty, but like...
No, who is it that I... There's some stuff that I find... There's in between liking... So one thing, two or three things that could be catchy, but it doesn't mean it's a like. You're like, oh, you hear it so much, you're like,
oh,
okay, well, I know.
Okay, so who's mumble rap? Okay, so I think that... Mumble rap, I think that the person's probably talking about mumble rap and then maybe new hip-hop as well, too. Because, like, I don't even know... I guess a designer is considered mumble rap.
Horrendous.
Right? But that track was pretty dope.
Yeah, but it doesn't make him good.
No. I'm saying that the track was dope, though.
That's what I'm saying. There's some stuff that is some interesting stuff. Like, the list of mumble rappers people put out there is, like, Lil Yachty.
Okay.
You might not know these people because you're old. Lil Uzi Vert, Designer... It's just they're terrible.
Okay. So I don't think. See, the thing is if that's the list of people, I don't think that you can.
Fetty Wap.
Oh, Fetty Wap. Mumble rap.
Bankroll Fresh, Young Thug.
Oh, those are all mumble rappers.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Like these are all guys. Johnny Cinco, stupid.
I don't know who that
me
is.
Me neither.
I don't
know who that is. Key. Like so I'm not a big fan of Rich Kwan. I don't think it's good.
Rich Homie Kwan. I think that guy.
No, you don't think he's good. Chief Keef, horrendous. Gucci Mane. I like Gucci Mane.
You like Gucci Mane.
I like this picture, though.
What's the same with Gucci Mane? What's that song?
You
just sang wrong with Gucci Mane. It's a new one he just came out with.
No, but it's not him. It's 2 Chainz.
Okay. 2 Chainz?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so for me, it's horrible. I think it's garbage. I think people who hate it.
The future is not mumble rap.
It is. You don't the understand.
Future, okay, then I like mumble rap then.
You like Future. You don't have to like a genre. You can like him.
Okay, but he's mumble rap, they said.
He's a mumble rapper.
He's the number one mumble rapper they put on this thing. He's ranked number one. He's the one that started mumble rap.
He is number one.
And listen, I'm telling you, I like Future.
I know you do. That's why you're not the best person in the world.
Yeah, but Future is better than some of the people you like.
Oh, stop. We're not getting into this. Because we have this argument every single day.
Well, you just, some of the people you do like, I don't understand.
Like I can't. I know what you're going to do.
Just forget about it. Okay. Just forget about it.
But your thing is you like mumble raps.
But Kevin Gates is not good.
He's not, because he's not a mumble peak.
He's not better than Future. He's not better than Future.
Okay, we'll talk about it another
day.
We'll
talk another day. Okay, yeah. All right. So, but I like mumble rap. Yeah, if Future's mumble rap, then I guess I like mumble rap.
We can't even argue, talk about this because we never come to a decision.
These guys, like Lil Yachty and those guys, are taking this stuff to the next level. Where it's not like Future comes out, starts doing stuff. Some people don't understand because maybe he's like high on some shit. And then all of a sudden, these guys go the whole entire album like that. Right, and now it's like, okay, well, listen, this is overboard now.
It's terrible.
Because I don't think when people talk mumble rap, they're talking about Future. I think they're talking about Yachty and those guys like that.
Okay, I like going to Urban Dictionary because I like giving definitions of stuff.
Yeah.
So the Urban Dictionary for mumble rap is when rappers mumble incoherent, absolute garbage for an entire album or track. Bam.
Okay.
Perfect.
They're just being idiots here. Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Absolutely garbage.
And it's not that they're just mumbling. It's just garbage shit. Okay, listen. Last question.
That's where I have to go back to this. It says some of the
but
examples.
But look at the
examples.
Group.
Fetty Wap, Young Thug, Chief Keef, Rich Homie Quan, Future Designer, other mumbling rap pieces of garbage. I love the word garbage.
Okay, they're stupid because Future is dope. But Rich Homie Quan, wasn't he on Nas's album?
I think it's just Quan. Someone else named just Quan.
So someone took that name and put Rich and Homie.
Rich Homie and Friend. That's the problem with mumble rappers, dude. There's like no creativity either.
I just named myself.
What's your name? Oh, that's Notorious B.I.G. I'm Little Notorious B.I.G.
I remember myself Little Dope Nas.
Yeah, it's just garbage to me. Okay, next question.
Last question. What are your thoughts on the latest? So latest David Blaine magic. So David Blaine has recently done a bunch of magic.
With celebrities, right?
Yeah. And I have my thoughts about this. But go ahead.
Well, I want to hear yours first. You always hear mine first. What's yours?
Well, I think it's stupid, personally.
So what do you think is stupid about it?
It's not magic. That's not magic. Pull a rabbit out of a hat. Do something that's magic. That's magic, okay? Like, make something disappear. That's magic. Just cutting yourself and then just like letting it bleed and watching people like watch you bleed.
But he doesn't bleed.
It's not magic. The one he did with Chappelle and those guys, he had
the frogs come out of his mouth.
Frogs in his mouth. Obviously, that's magic. Obviously, he swallowed frogs. put them in his stomach, but and then he has the ability to vomit them back up. But that's not magic. Many people could do that kind of shit.
But no, people can't. How many people can do that kind of shit?
Well, because
do you know?
it's basically it's when you're able to control.
You see, this is where we're getting. You don't know the first thing about swallowing shit and bringing it back up. You don't know the first thing about that.
It's you have to be able to control your intestines, and people can do that. If you read on it, you can.
If
you
read on it,
you can swallow and bring it back up.
If everybody could do it, then it wouldn't be such a big deal.
I'm not saying everybody can do it. I'm saying people can do it.
Of course.
Okay, so do you agree or disagree?
I just think it's...
Do you agree or disagree that he swallowed the frogs?
Well, they got there somehow.
Okay, so he swallowed them.
I don't know.
So your thought is that he magically just had...
No, they didn't magically come out, but they might not have swallowed. He might have just done something where he had his hand and put in his mouth.
Go on Google and ask how David Blaine swallowed
the
frogs.
I'm not
going
to ask Google anything because I go to GoPit.
Yeah, we know that. My apologies. We go to GoPit. Yeah. I got heated. But I'm okay. Saying that if you go to GoPit and you ask, how the hell did David Blaine swallow?
But the thing is, as much it can tell me everything it wants, but I don't know how it's
going
to do
it. No, it's going to tell you how he did it, which is very basic.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that I can't do it because I don't have the control, but you can.
But I think
the
magic is being able to learn how to do that.
No. Here it is, magic secret.
I don't like these magic. You know what I hate? I hate that guy who. Remember that show where the guy was telling all the magic secrets?
Okay, hold on.
I'm getting so angry right now with that guy.
Before you go there, because I know you have a fundamental problem with people giving up magic tricks. But the problem is that if it was a real magic trick, you wouldn't be able to get the explanation in 2 seconds.
Stop. There is no real magic. Let's be honest. Let's just take a step back. Okay. But let's take a step back.
Yes.
There's no real magic that.
If someone comes in the room and makes a rabbit disappear, all right, it just disappeared. But right now, look at what it says. Look at it telling you right there.
Look, it said Blaine had to swallow those frogs.
That's it.
But it's not clear where exactly did he swallow them or how he got them back. That's not clear.
No, because you can bring it back up. Because you have the frogs can live in your stomach for a certain amount of time. So you basically would have to have done it within a certain amount of time. You can't have it like 24 hours. He just had done it. Now, the question is not so much of how he did it. The question is, why is that magic?
Because people don't know how he's doing it. That's what the magic is. He's not a magic. He's an illusionist.
He's an idiot.
But he's good. He's making a killing. I'm not saying.
Okay, fine then. Fine. That's what we should be doing. Let's just swallow stuff. If he wants to be such a magician, swallow a rabbit. Swallow a rabbit if you're so good.
He doesn't
want
to swallow the rabbit.
Because he can't.
You can't.
Because he can't do it.
It's a hard thing to do.
Those little frogs, like. Is there no animal activist that's saying to themselves right now, why are we letting this
But they're coming out alive, so it's okay.
Yeah, but that's not a good experience.
Listen.
Why would a frog want to have to deal with that?
The frog doesn't know. The frog doesn't know.
Oh, it doesn't know that it was just hopping around a second ago.
I think
now
what
it's
happened.
And it's in his gross acid.
He
in his
swallowed
stomach.
Them as tadpoles.
No.
And
no,
he let them grow. Bam. The frogs are ready.
Woo. Worst
but
explanation.
But that's not even the worst of it.
Ever.
Like, his magic shows have gotten boring. Remember when he did one where he sat on ice for 3 or 4 days?
That's not magic.
Or where he was in a box for 19 weeks or something.
So suffering does not make
but
magic.
But I think they think it's
right?
Mind over matter. So it's a magic.
I can
I don't
starve
think it's
myself.
Magic.
I'll starve myself for
I don't think
weeks.
It's magic, but I'm just saying that it's...
It's just basic. All this is basically... Whatever, somebody that can torment themselves. Who can do something to themselves really
bad? And it comes
bad.
Back to mind over matter.
But that's the same as these guys, these crazy ones. Remember Jackass guys? That's magic then. Then those guys
it
are
is
magicians.
Magic. It's magically magicians. Stupid.
I think it's magically stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
but I just these are things where...
David Copperfield is magic.
That guy was magic.
That guy knows magic.
I think he might have gone to the magic land.
This is a man that knows magic. What was the movie with those two guys that were fighting because they both magic?
Oh, the one with Steve Carell and what's his name? It was the actor. He was on Living Color.
Jim Carrey. Yeah, Jim Carrey. That was funny.
Where he was pulled the puppy out of his bum.
Jim Carrey was the one that like stabbed himself and cut himself open.
Yes.
Right? And the other one was the one that would like make a rabbit disappear.
Well, you've seen the movie Now You See Me.
Now You Don't.
No, there was no Now You Don't part at the end. But yeah, it talked about...
I've never seen that
magic's
movie.
Magic's about well-played...
Now You See Me. That's the one with Leonardo?
Oh, no. Catch Me If You Can.
You don't like Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, but and this is back to the lying again. every time he has an issue with something, or he's like, or he gets the name wrong, he always says, you don't like that person. It's just always the same thing. Always. Okay. I think we have one more question. I think this is
I don't
a good
have
one.
Any more questions.
Okay.
Do we have any more questions?
No, I thought no, we don't.
No, no,
so
no.
So let's get into
it. That's it.
So for today, we want to talk. We've been talking to a lot of people all week, and we actually had this discussion not too long ago when we were talking about like people.
So to be clear, before we get into this,
yeah,
we've spent 45 minutes on questions, okay,
yeah.
And the biggest questions were the white guy.
Yeah, we're gonna get answers to that. We're gonna look at
black,
that
black friend. Black guy,
it's not
friend.
So much about doing it. It's like, why do we think that?
And your boy David Blake.
I think our question is because why do we think that? Why do we think that it's out of place for somebody to be the only person? I think that's the bigger question.
Well, I got a good laugh. I had a good laugh.
But this is not going to be a very in-depth topic, but I think it's an important topic because we've been talking a lot this week about.
We can't name the show after this topic. The name of the show should be, this episode should be called Answering Goddamn Questions.
But we'll get to that then. Maybe that's part of it because this is answering questions as well too.
That's true.
It's answering questions.
All right,
as
sorry.
Well too.
I'm cutting you. And that's really.
It's
rude.
Okay. This is rude as it's you always really are. Rude. This is rude as you always are.
Maybe it's because I lie so much. Yeah. That maybe that's what.
Yeah,
it is.
He's just
you're telling the world.
Well,
that I'm just
I told
a lie.
You. I told you truth. I told you truth. Yeah. I'm gonna lie. Yeah. It's not your fault.
Little Yachty.
Awful. So one thing we've been talking about all week is that we have people who are always like saying, "Oh, poor me,"
yeah,
or "My life is this way," and "I can't challenge things," and blah 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 blah. And we're always like,
"You're so nice."
Yeah.
Like, you're make bad.
But I'm not a big fan of pity parties.
Pity party?
Yeah,
that's
a pity party.
Okay,
you want everyone to feel pity for you.
Okay,
so you tell everyone. I feel like there's two things.
There is. I don't like that shit either.
It just drives me nuts.
Just do whatever you're doing.
Just do what you can and do what you have to do to get out of it. And
yeah.
So we're coming up with some things to help you get out. Some quick fixes.
Quick fix
to get you out of that cycle.
So we're gonna give you the quick fixes to get your ass
to learn to love yourself and stop with this pity party stuff. Because
how do you love yourself?
Learn to just love yourself.
Yeah,
it's a bigger thing. I know it's not easy. It takes time. You have to go and see a psychologist. But here are some quick fixes.
Love you. Remember that song?
Yes, that was Timberland.
Yeah, and Magoo.
Awful.
Magoo could have been considered a mumble rapper.
I think he was just.
I liked a couple songs from Magoo.
No, okay, we're gonna move on because this is now. See, this is the lying again.
Oh, I don't. So I don't like a song.
No,
from Magoo. Okay.
You don't like Obama. You don't like Obama. Who do I sound like? You don't like Obama.
He's gonna play
okay.
My piano.
So the first thing you can do to get yourself. Some people are always like, "Oh, people feel so bad for me. No one likes me."
Yeah.
First solution.
And
tell me how you feel about this.
We're talking about adults, too.
Adults.
Not
forget
kids. Yeah.
Kids need to see somebody who really knows what they're doing. First one is, how do you feel about this? Date someone who loves the shit out of you. So what I mean by that is, so you're feeling bad.
But they're not going to love you because you're annoying.
No, but this is what
and you're
do.
Never going to get a date.
Not,
you'll be
you
by yourself
you
for the rest of your life.
You got to focus on this. Let me finish. So let's say you rate yourself as a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Your date a 4 out of 10.
Oh, I get it. So you're talking about I would even go to a 1.5
just
out of 10.
Even a
like,
1.
Remember the ones we were looking at with the eyebrows there? I would go that direction.
You find someone who, and I know this sounds bad, I know this, but you're actually both doing yourself a service.
So you're saying that if you don't, if you have a problem like loving yourself.
So if one of the things is your self-esteem.
Downgrade significantly. But what here the problem is that you're only you're this is only and this is my opinion and this is only going to solve the people that are either pretty much 5 and up because anybody that's below a 5 out of 10 you're going to start to struggle now like what are you going to you're just going to start dating
you go for a
animals
one. You go for a 1
what if you're a 1
then you got to find another 1
okay so as you go down you just got to start to accept
you, the number the space between the numbers has to go down.
Okay, but that's
so
what I'm saying. If
way.
You're a 1, then it's just like forget it.
You just maybe you need to think about why you're a 1.
Yeah, so work on the 1.
Work on the 1. So you have a 7.
And
so how do you feel about that?
A lot of times it has to do with your eyebrows.
It does a lot to do. Eyebrows are a big part
if
of what
you're in,
defines your number.
If you're in the 1 category,
yeah.
Like first thing first, Don't worry about anything else. Just go start to the mirror the and check your eyebrows.
It's true. Why am I a one? I see it.
9 times out of 10,
one eyebrow is really thick and one's really thin. Let me fix that.
9 times out of 10, if you're a one, it's because of your eyebrows.
That's
nine.
You know what?
And it's not going to make you a 7, but it'll get you out of that one.
And the truth is, if you have something like alopecia, if you've been through chemo, you don't have the facial hair.
Yeah, we're not talking about
that. That doesn't make you one. That's not part of the one.
No.
Now
you're just the one us, is you now have you're just making us mean people.
No. The one is if you actually have drawn them on or shaved them to a way that looks horrendous. Wrong.
Yes, and that's so. If you don't have eyebrows and you put the eyebrow on, just take a look to make sure that they're even.
And you know what's funny about this?
Because that's what drops you to the one.
It's true. And the thing that, to expand on this, that's another thing that boasts people's of issues to love themselves. Your friends don't tell you you look like shit because you are the lowest common denominator in your group.
Yes.
So you make everybody else look great.
Well, yeah. And you also are the average of the people you're surrounded around. So you think that you're the average of that people. But you're probably the bottom. And bringing the average to where it is.
You're bringing the whole average down.
Yeah, you've brought it down.
But
right?
Those people can always walk around and be like, if you are with a friend, because you see this sometimes. You see an attractive person with a friend who's not that attractive. And people don't think that they really do this, but people do it subconsciously. I'm going to hang out with her.
Oh, yeah.
She's nice to me. And she's, but she's no
all
threat.
All good looking people do that.
That's but she's a, no that's threat to me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they want.
That's a thing.
And I know it's terrible. That's very superficial.
I like your idea though. Go to 7 to 3.
Yeah, 4. Because they're gonna love the fact that you're in
and,
their life.
And while we said that, we actually fixed what to do with the ones.
The ones.
Like we figured out how to get out of the ones.
People don't really know. They're always like, "How do I get out of being a one?" You just fix your eyebrows. So the 3 feels better because they have a 7 in their life.
Yep.
The 3 feels better because the 3 is really making them.
Yeah.
Working really hard to be with that 7.
And they're helping society.
So they're both filling each other's egos.
Perfect. Done. Double. I don't even think we have any other ones. That's it. That solves everything.
Okay. Another thing to do, this may be really out there. Don't get mad.
Okay.
Hang out.
Why do you say, if you say don't get mad they're gonna first, get mad. That means that someone's going to get mad.
And this is something that I did research. But I'm going to admit I didn't use GoPit for this research. I used Google for this one. Because this one is really not that bad.
It's not that good. Okay.
Hang out with a group of people who may have disabilities. So let's say you can see. They always say the blind man. No, the seeing man in the island of the blind is whatever they say.
I'm still blown away that this was your second one.
This is quick fixes. Remember, these are just quick fixes. Okay. They're not long-term. They're not good fixes.
Okay.
These are quick
fixes. So you know we're going to get backlash because of this.
We're going to get some backlash.
Okay, all right.
I did some research, and this is one of the ones that came up. And I was like, I think we need to talk about this because how would you even go about doing that?
Well, like, if you have a limp.
Yeah.
If you hang out with somebody that has a limp.
Yeah.
This might be a helpful thing. Is this what you're saying?
If you have a limp and someone else has a limp?
No, you're going with the person that has a limp.
It's not even going, just hanging out.
Yeah, hang out with the person with the limp.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to help them what?
No, it makes the person feel better.
Oh, okay. So you're okay.
So the person who doesn't have the limp is like...
But in all seriousness, it may be just because you're actually making yourself feel like you're doing something. And like, you know, other people are going through bigger and... tougher things.
Yes.
And that's where this is bringing you out.
And it's about realizing that
you see how I brought that? I saved you in that whole number.
But if you would love me finish, I would have got there. But I think even just getting someone to listen after you say the first sentence, people get upset right away. We have a people in society now have a quick reflex on things that they don't like to hear. And they're like, oh, you're just mean. No, let me finish what I'm saying.
It's true. And that's one of the things that I notice as well too. People just jumping right away before you let people finish what they're saying. Like, let someone finish what they're saying, and then you'll realize that, hey, maybe, just maybe, what they're saying makes
maybe
sense.
Maybe have some thoughts.
I'm going to let you finish what you're saying, and I'm going to go grab us another beer.
Okay. The next one that I have, and this one is one that I can discuss, it's a very important one, is stop hanging around with Debbie and Dwight Downers. You need to get away from people who all they do is complain and bring people down all the town. You need to stop. And the thing is, you still need people.
This is Innocent Gun, by the way.
One of my favorites.
Innocent Gun.
You need to stop.
We'll have them.
Okay.
innocent gun.
So you need to stop hanging around with people who are also yes men as well, too.
That's like Kanye, right?
Kanye needs to find someone who's just going to say, listen, I think what you're doing is some dumb shit.
Well, this is it. Like, too much dumb shit. The new mic system we have is picking up everything.
Yeah, but it's not picking up on your lies.
It should be. We should get a red light. So you say like me.
Yeah, just so people know. But that's one of the biggest.
So stop hanging out with
Debbie Downers. You might have had a friend who's been your friend your whole life, but all they do is complain and,
it's
and
true.
Insult you and stuff. You don't need that.
People don't realize, like, once you hang around with people that are always complaining, you will just become a complainer. Complaining. If you're hanging around with someone that's always negative, you're always going to be negative.
You're going to be negative.
Right?
That's the best thing to do is go to a church on a Sunday at the beginning. Everyone's so happy
at the beginning of a church?
Yeah, at the beginning of the church session. Because people are so happy, they shake each other's hands.
And then they're not big happy at the end of it?
No, you should leave halfway through. Because sometimes people start sometimes people start going up and they start really saying some sad things.
We should do an episode on church. The different stages of church.
Oh, yeah. But as churches now, like, you've seen this thing about super churches where...
I've never seen it. I stopped following. Like, my parents are very religious.
Yeah.
But I guess I was more Catholic, but I don't really follow.
Well, the super churches religion. Are these big churches in states like Atlanta where they have like 20,000 people coming to church.
20,000 just coming to church. And pray the Lord and pray to pray.
And
pray.
Then they've recorded some of these pastors of super churches saying that God has told me to buy my own personal plane.
That makes sense. The God
told them. And then they use the money from the super churches to pay.
But it
for
also
planes.
Depends on who they say God is.
He is not their accountant.
Maybe it is in their world.
And he's not their publicist.
Well, maybe he is in their world.
Well, maybe.
It's
a crazy thing.
We gotta do a church talk.
It's a crazy thing because it's utilizing, I think, I always have an issue with this. When you start utilizing a religion to move your own agenda, it kind of drives me crazy a little
and
bit.
And that's almost like, that's very much...
Because you're playing on like people's beliefs
a lot of religion,
and trust in something. And that's a lot of people in general, right? We like to use.
If you had to pick a religion, what would be the religion you pick?
I'm very familiar with Christianity because I grew up in it.
Yeah.
So I'm familiar. But I would think maybe, I don't know. If I had to pick a different one, maybe. What's the one that they have in Star Wars where you can be a Jedi?
Is that the science one?
The Jedi. What's a Jedi one?
I don't know.
I would like
but
to
is
be
there
a.
But what about the...
Scientology?
Yeah.
No.
What's that what about?
Oh, that's a crazy one.
Just all about science.
No, it has nothing to do with science.
Oh, really?
Nothing.
But they're using a name.
They use it because they think they have this... They have devised this kind of like a radar thing that it tells you your energy and how good you are, and it gives you like a reading.
Oh.
And the better your reading, the better you are as a person in Scientology.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Seems interesting.
And Scientology is based on how much you give too. That's why a lot of celebrities give a lot of money, because the more money you give, the better your rating.
Why don't people just become happy with themselves?
And this is part of what we're trying to say.
Well,
you don't
why are they always
that?
Looking for something to tell them how good they are?
And this is because people don't know how to reflect and look internally. That's the hardest thing to possibly do.
No.
So another one is, we just have a couple more here because I know we overwent a little bit far in our questions.
That was really your fault, though.
Yeah. Well, I answered them. I can't help it.
Yeah.
So Debbie Downers, we talked about, you have to learn to say no.
And not just no.
Just say no to stupid
shit. So you think that a lot of people are basically not saying no. That's what's driving them nuts.
Well, yes, because they commit to something that doesn't make them happy.
Yeah, okay.
So why would you commit to something that you know in the end you're going to be really angry about? Just don't do it in the first place.
Yeah.
Even better yet, get someone who actually, like, I hate gardening. I hate painting. I hate house painting.
I don't mind painting.
I would pay somebody a lot of money to take that off me.
But what if the person can't afford it?
Then you just save up.
Save up. Or don't paint.
Or don't paint.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I mean, if you hate it that much,
don't paint.
It's one of those things I don't like to do is paint. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like
garbage. So you're just not going to paint.
I'm not going to paint, or I'll just pay somebody.
Or you just take the can of paint, just splash
it
on
the wall.
No,
I won't even purchase the paint. I'm not even going to purchase it. That's my thing.
I'd paint free.
See, right there, we have a solution.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay you.
I may not paint.
And that's where the problem lies again. But that's one of those things. You got to say no. Don't commit to things you don't like.
Fair enough.
You don't commit to things you don't like. Another one is, you might not like this one.
Who, me?
Well, people, you need to challenge yourself.
What do you mean?
If you're in a rut, do something about it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing, right? Was when people were like, I didn't do this. Well, then do something.
I don't get it. Do something.
You're just going to sit and talk about it?
And this is what I never understood. I'm like, yeah, but then always. And then this is when they go back in that cycle again. Well, I don't have the money.
I don't have
the time. Make the time. Find a way to get the money. I don't know how
or
you
don't
can stay
try
in
to
your
get
life.
What you're trying to get.
Don't. Yeah. Maybe you need to change what your goal is.
Whatever you're looking for may not be what you. It makes sense for you. Like everybody, people have to realize that not everybody should have the same.
Not
stuff.
Everybody needs to win.
They don't have to have.
They
same
don't
stuff.
Have it. And that's another thing. And the thing is too. Everyone. Oh. You know what's gonna make me happy if I can get this new car. How okay. is that? How is that going to be?
Because everybody's just thought up on this materialistic stuff.
That right? stuff needs to stop.
Stop.
I mean, I'm not going to stop. Like, I like buying things.
Yeah, but if you can't afford it, does that bring you down? Like, how is something?
But
like
it does
bring
people
down?
Down.
It's ridiculous.
Like, if they can't go to a certain event, it brings them down. This is a defining moment in my life. I got to go and see this concert.
That stuff drives me nuts.
This is the kind of thing that I'm saying. Nuts. Like for two, like I'm not really into these New Year's resolutions. But I'm telling you right now, this is a.
I hate the New Year's.
This is a life change. You need to stop complaining and do some shit.
Yeah, it's annoying. Stop,
just stop it.
And it is, stop feeling sorry for yourself.
What? How? Let's be honest. Our lives are fantastic.
I'm pretty good.
Why would I be complaining about stuff?
I don't know why people complain so much.
If you have a
you complain, but like
I can
you can't really take it that serious.
You have a job, that's a plus, because a lot of people don't have jobs.
Well, and the thing is a lot of people just complain about every different little
everything.
Thing, right? Like everything. Like, oh, this is like this. Why is this like this? Why is this? Like, just stop complaining about everything.
I've even seen people who get Christmas gifts at Christmas and say, oh, I didn't really want this.
Or like, oh, I thought maybe I should get this. Or the classic, like, maybe I should return this and I can get this. That stuff's so annoying. Just who cares? Like, what is it that you're getting that is that important that you need to flip it around and all kinds? Just stop.
I've been over materialistic stuff for Christmas for a very long time.
Oh, for
have
for
I never
sure.
bought another gift and someone bought me? I could care less.
No, I don't either.
I honestly don't.
I don't. Sometimes I wish people just would stop getting stuff.
Yeah, stop getting stuff.
Because it's
birthday stuff,
much.
Like this whole thing we talked about this last time. Your birthday celebration is all week.
It's annoying.
Or all month.
Stop it. Get over yourself, first of all. Nobody even cares.
Love yourself, but stop rubbing it in people's faces.
Yeah, and like people don't want to celebrate your birthday nonstop.
And that's what I say no to a lot of times, too. People are like, you coming to my birthday party?
No. No, I'm not going to go.
No. Because I don't understand why you think that you... It's good to celebrate your friends in a certain way, but just kidding.
I said happy birthday. That's enough.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
God, it's too much. It's too much. Now I'm going to leave this show on a bad note. I'm
no, what else you got? Is that the last one?
I got one more left. I got
okay,
one more.
And then we'll just talk about some stuff just to get ourselves in a better mood.
Take time out to be with yourself.
Yeah.
That's very important.
People need to learn how to be with themselves.
Be with yourself.
Because some people can't be with themselves. They can't just sit there and not... Like, just sit there. And that's the other thing. Listen to some music.
Put on some music. Watch a show. Just tune out of life.
Or find something that you like doing that's not a show or something. Like it may be paint or
cleaning.
Do something.
You don't have to be good at it either. Just something that takes you away from it all.
Or read a book for the love of God.
Or just hug your kids.
Yeah, like, or just hug yourself.
Walk your dog. Make a sandwich.
Or swallow a frog.
Swallow a frog. Bring it. Eat the tadpole.
Eat the tadpole. Bring it up. Bring it up.
Eat the tadpole.
Drink a beer.
Pick up the frog. That's a mumble rap song right there.
Pick up the tadpole. Pick up the phone. Pick
the dad.
Pick the dog. Pick
whip
the bottle. Pick the sand. Pick the phone.
That's
whip
a great
the
song. It's a great song. But that's the most of it. Like these.
This was good.
There's very basic things that you need to do.
I like the way we went through the questions and then we got into this. It was like a.
They're connected all the way through.
Power session.
Power. And this is what you know. What this thing about this power? We were gonna keep this as a surprise, but I think we're gonna start playing people now.
Mm-hmm.
Next year. The Man Up Show is going to start doing masterclasses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to
take some of these smaller little items and
talk about
them. And talk about them with a larger group live.
Live.
Bring some people to some realization.
L-I-V-E, live.
And if you know us at all, it's not going to be anything serious. We're going to have fun doing it.
And don't complain if you're
complain.
Coming there. If you don't like what we're saying, get out.
Get out.
Make sure you give us
but if
money
you really
first.
Want to yell at us, come.
And give our but money.
But
give your money
we will
first,
make sure you leave there with a changed opinion. Because we're street.
And worst case scenario, you don't leave with a change of opinion and you're just annoyed at what just took place. But hey.
But you were annoyed to begin with.
You were annoyed to begin with.
So you're back
and you have
zero.
Something to talk about.
I love life for what it is.
Loving life for what it is loving life for what it is. That's another mumble rap.
Love life for what it is.
Love life.
And for people, we're going to start bringing it. So if you are somebody who would love to be a part of this show and come in and talk about either your accent or your situation.
Yeah.
We're looking to take guests next year starting this. well, it's not even new. I didn't want to say new year. Who cares?
No.
We're starting to take guests soon. Yeah. If you want to be part of it, let us know. We would love to have
you
on the show.
We're going to bring a couple people in next week. Just some people to hang out, too, as
just
well.
Just people
too.
Just to let us know who we
yeah.
be.
Yeah, just hang out and just make fun of them or something.
Yeah, and I think what we might want to do is bring in, I think I want to get a llama. We'll just bring it in.
I don't like llamas.
I know you don't feel, you don't have a feeling for, you don't, oh yeah, you don't like animals, right? No. Who do I sound like?
This guy lies so much.
So much.
So
well, this is the Man Up Show. I know it's a little bit off our normal schedule, but I mean our normal structure, but I mean, I think it was good today.
We have to answer the question.
We got to answer the questions. That's what we do first.
Yeah. And we're going to, next week, we'll bring someone in to interview them.
Yeah.
About just Christmas and their thoughts on Christmas.
And Christmas. We're going to bring the angriest person we could possibly find.
And their thoughts on Christmas. And just make them feel very uncomfortable.
We're going to hear, it's going to be a lot of swear words, more than likely.
Yeah. Tom, enough swear words.
Enough swear words. Enough
swear words.
I call my father, call my daddy them.
All right. So this has been the Man Up Show. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us talk about all our lovely things that we talk about.
And don't hesitate to get in contact with us. We love you for who you are, people.
Don't forget to give the address, manuppodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And at Twitter as well, too, at the Man Up Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Hook us up. Give us a little bit of a ring there and just ask us some questions.
Ring, 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 ask us some
questions about what is happening.
Ring, 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 ring,
ring. I am that man, Coke. This is
the Man Up Show, and I'm MD the Doctor.
Here it is.
Love
hit
you.
It. Hit it. Hit
Have
it.
A great week, hit and it. our new catchphrase is this. You heard it there first.
All right, we're out. Peace.